Hi, I'm Jonathan Fonseca, and welcome to My Strenuous Life, a podcast about me trying to better myself every day by doing hard things. So this all started when my all-time favorite blog slash podcast, The Art of Manliness, launched a new challenge website called The Strenuous Life, where it kind of tells men to just get up and do things, live a more fulfilling life. It's kind of like the Boy Scouts, in where you earn badges by completing certain tasks. So, for example, there's like a craftsman badge where you have to make three different items in either leather, wood, or metal. You know, there's a cooking badge to, you know, upgrade your culinary skills on a barbecue or in a kitchen by cooking certain things. There's, you know, a weightlifting badge where you have to lift a certain amount of weight and do it with proper form. You know, that's something that really intrigued me because I always wanted to take part in the Boy Scouts when I was a kid, but my parents wouldn't let me because it was too expensive and they just found it to be a waste of time. So this is kind of like me living out my childhood, which I'm really excited about because I, again, always wanted to be a part of the Boy Scouts. Always. So this is my Boy Scouts. The Man Scouts. The Strenuous Life. And I'm pumped. So The Strenuous Life started last Saturday. And what happens is you get an email with a weekly challenge. The first week's challenge was to take a cold shower every single day for at least 5 minutes. When I read this email, initially I was like, damn, I absolutely hate cold showers. I've never willingly taken a cold shower. The only time I've taken a cold shower is when somebody has used up all of the hot water before me and I have to take a cold shower. So obviously I was not looking forward to this at all. But it was a challenge, and I wanted to meet the challenge because at the end of the 12th challenge, if you've completed all of them, you get this sweet coin that they send to you, which I really want because it's a strenuous life coin. It says that you've completed things, you've pushed yourself to the limit for 12 weeks, and I want to earn that. So a cold shower every day was not going to stand in my way. Now, in this email, you know, it said you can start off with a hot shower and turn the temperature down until you get too cold, and then as long as you stay in there for 5 minutes, you've completed the task. Now, to me, that's kind of cheating. You know, that's not strenuous life at all. Strenuous life is about doing hard things. So, first shower, I turned that to cold. I jumped in, froze my balls off. My breathing was heavy. My body was tense. It sucked. All of it sucked. But I got through it, you know? My shower is usually like 10 minutes, so I was in there for 10 minutes. I got through it. It was fine. Second day was kind of more of the same thing. Body was tense. It was cold. I didn't like it. It was too cold. I hate cold showers. Third day, all right, I'm starting to get used to this a little bit. It's hot out. I'm enjoying this cold shower. It's a nice relaxing. Fourth day, I was really looking forward to the cold shower. I take my showers at night. So it's after being hot all day and doing an hour of physical activity, I was really looking forward to that cold shower. Jumped in and it was perfect. It's like some sort of switch flipped in my body. I got into the cold shower. My breathing was normal. My body was relaxed and it was just great. I loved it. So at the end of like the 7 days, you know, looking back on it, I've really grown to like cold showers. I know 7 days isn't enough to form a habit because most people say it's 21, but I like cold showers now. I think it was enough for me. You know, tonight I'll take a cold shower. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think the only negative was that after taking a cold shower at night, my body's more active. So I get out of the cold shower, I'm alert, my mind is wide awake, and I want to go to sleep. So the only way to balance that out was to read. So after doing some reading, you know, my mind was nice and peaceful, my body was relaxed, and I was able to fall asleep fine, but not as quickly as I would have taking a hot shower, because I would just get out and just kind of go to sleep. So, you know, I challenge you all, go take a cold shower this next week for 7 days. You know, see how your body responds. There's many health benefits to it. It improves your circulation because your blood is pumping through your organs rather than coming up to the top of your skin like it does in a hot shower. You know, it improves your testosterone, increases it. It strengthens your immunity and increases your energy. Plus, the biggest one, I think, it keeps your hair healthy. Because a hot shower kind of opens the pores at the top of your head. Cold shower shrinks them down, so your hair doesn't fall out as easily. For me, I'm in my late 20s, approaching 30. I'm starting to go bald. I don't want to be bald by the time I'm 30 or 31 or 32. I'd like to keep my hair for as long as possible without having a horseshoe around my head. So if taking a cold shower is going to improve that, improve my chances of keeping the hair on my head, I'm all for it. Sign me up. So again, you know, I challenge you all, go take a cold shower every day for a week. See how your body responds. Maybe you'll love it. Maybe you'll continue to hate it. You know, who knows? But try it out. So another thing with the strenuous life is to challenge yourself by doing an hour of physical activity per day. Now, to me, before I started this, you know, I'd kind of come home from my desk job, sit down, not really do much, you know, maybe make some sort of leather object because I'm into leather crafts. But otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be going to the gym. I wouldn't go lift weights. I wouldn't go for a run. I wouldn't go for a walk. That's not me. So, you know, in order to get that sweet challenge coin, I need to do an hour of physical activity per day. And that kind of gave me that kick in the pants to get to the gym every day. I work for a university, so going to the gym during my lunch break is easy for me, so I'm fortunate. So I had to find out essentially like what I would do for an hour every day. Am I going to run? Am I going to walk? Like, I hate doing cardio anything. I hate running. You know, I hate going on the bike for an hour. It's boring to me. And walking? No, I don't want to walk. That's just, no. Get it away. Get it far away. No walking. I decided, you know what, let's go see how weightlifting is, and fell in love with weightlifting. I think what I enjoy the most is the linear progression and seeing the pounds increase, you know, every time you're on the bar. I've always kind of had a thing for weightlifting, but I'd kind of fall in and out of it. I actually had started weightlifting before this challenge came out, so I'm about like 2 weeks in, and already I've added quite a bit of pounds to my bench and, you know, all my barbell training. If you want to see that, go to gentsconfab.com and you can see the My Strenuous Life posts and you can see how much I'm lifting, how many reps I'm doing, what my workout schedule is like. You know, I'm at the gym lifting Monday through Friday. So Monday is a push day, Tuesday is a pull day, Wednesday is legs, and then Thursday's push, Friday's pull. And then Saturday, Sunday, I do an unfortunate walk that I hate walking for an hour. Sunday I'll throw in some yoga and some stretching so my legs aren't tight. But otherwise, you know, I look forward to going to the gym now. I love going in and lifting. If you're like me and you hate running and you hate all sorts of cardio, try going to the gym and lifting weights. Maybe you'll love it. So that's kind of like my weekly update for things. You know, this is going to be a weekly podcast to just kind of sum up what this previous week had, what my weekly challenge was, how I did with it, how I'm progressing in my weight training, and just giving you guys some updates. So, like, you know, other things I did this week, I went to the pottery studio because I do some ceramics, and I made a couple mugs. I made a leather key organizer that's going towards my craftsman badge. I started reading Shop Class as Soulcraft by Matthew Crawford, which is a great book all about, you know, kind of working with your hands, why it's important, how we're losing that as a nation. And I also took some photos for a local cafe, which was really cool because, one, I got free food, and two, I love this place. The people there are so friendly. They reached out to me to take some photos for them, food photography and some interior shots, as well as some headshots of some of the people that work there. So that was my week. You know, thank you guys for listening to me just blabber on about what I did this past week. I really look forward to 52 weeks from now listening back to the first podcast and saying, wow, I've accomplished quite a bit. Like, this is pretty exciting. So, you know what? Go out, do hard things, be great every day, and improve your life. Thanks for listening.